Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Alf. At this point, Balai Kohen Gadol Likrois. The Kohen Gadol comes to the Ezra's Nashim to read the parsha of the day. Imratza Likrois, if he wants to read the Big Day Butz, the regular white clothes that he did the Avodas Hayom with, Kairi, he can read in those clothes. But he doesn't have to. The Kriya Sotera is not something that has to be done at the Big Day Kohuna. Vim Loi, he doesn't want to wear the Big Day Kohuna at this point, Kairi, the Itzdilis Lavan Mishaloi, a special white garment belongs to him. You want to read in that? That's fine. The Batnur reminds us that the Kriya Sotera was not officially a chelik of the Avod. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Chazan HaKnesses, that's the Shamish, says the Batanura. He was the Shamish of the Beis HaKnesses and the Harabayas. Noitel Sefer Torah, he would take the Sefer Torah. Then Noisna, he would give it L'Roish HaKnesses. That's the Gabi that was in charge of sending people over to the Amid. The Roish HaKnesses, Noisna, he would give it over L'Skan, to the assistant of the Kohen Gadol. The Haskan, Noisna, and the Kohen Gadol. And only the Skan would give it over to the Kohen Gadol. What was the point of this? That was the cover of the Kohen Gadol, to show how many positions there were under him. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol Oimid, the Kohen Gadol would stand by his place. Omakabal, he would receive the Sefer Torah. The Kohen Oimid, he would read standing. Now, the Tveres Yisrael points out, this was in the Ezra's Nashim. You were allowed to sit in the Ezra's Nashim. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us when they would receive the Sefer Torah standing and read standing. Had this taken place in the Azara, we would know that he's standing because you're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. Only Malche Beis David were allowed to sit down in the Azara. What does he read? V'kari Achrei Mais, until the end of the Parsha of Yom Kippur. And also the Ach Ba'aser, which is actually in Parsha's Emor. Let's try to understand this. He's reading from Parsha's Achrei, and then he's skipping to Parsha's Emor. Are you allowed to do this when you read from a Sefer Torah? If it's one inyan, it's all talking about the inyan of Yom Kippur, you can. And also the Batanura explains, it has to be that if it's close enough so that the Meturgeman doesn't finish his taich in between. And the Balkari would read, they had a Meturgeman that would explain the words. So the Kohen finished reading Parsha Achrimais, finished the Parsha of Yom Kippur in Parsha Achrimais. The Meturgeman would start explaining the Pasuk. And it was close enough to be able to quickly turn to Parsha's Emor, where the Kohen could begin reading about Yom Kippur from Parshas Emor without any break in the middle. As soon as the Meturgeman finished explaining what the Kohen Gadol read from Parshas Achrimais, we're ready to go weiter with Parshas Emor. Now, if you had to turn the Sefer Torah more than that, where there would be an empty space, the Meturgeman would finish and everybody would just have to sit and wait, that you couldn't do. Because that wouldn't be the covet for the Tzibur, explains the Batanim. Now, in Parshas Achrimais, the Avod is described. In Parshas Emor, we have all the Yom Tovim, including Yom Kippur. And in Parshas Pinchas, we also have the Kurbanos of the Yom Tovim. So we want to read from Parshas Pinchas also with Negeiat Yom Kippur. But obviously, from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas, that's very far. So we're not going to turn the Sefer Torah all the way to Parshas Pinchas. Rather, at this point, V'goyel Sefer Torah, which means, basically, as the Tveres Yisrael explains, we're closing the Sefer Torah. U'menicha b'cheker. And he holds the Sefer Torah tucked under his arm. Now we're concerned for something else. We're going to read now the Pesukim from Parshas Pinchas Baal Peh. And maybe someone's going to say, so they read inside from Parshas Achrei, they read inside from Parshas Emor, and now they're reading Baal Peh. Must be this Sefer Torah is missing that Parsha. So in order for people not to make that mistake, for Oimer, the Kohen Gadol states very clearly, I want you all to understand, that Yoyser Mimasha Karasi Lefnechem Kasav Kan, more so than when I read to you, is written in this Sefer Torah. Even this parasha that we're going to read Baal Peh is also in this Sefer Torah. It's just that we don't want to hold you up until we turn to that parasha. Why can't they bring another Sefer Torah that's already turned to that parasha? So here too, the Batanura explains, people may think, what's wrong with the first Sefer Torah? Did they have to bring in another one? So therefore, these two parashiyos from Achrimais and Emor, we would read inside. And again, you can turn from one to the other because the Meturgeman is talking all the time. Afterwards, the Kohen Gadol explains, and now I'm going to read Baal Peh, but really, that parasha is also in this Sefer Torah. So again, Uba Asr Shabachayim Shapekudim. When we say Asr, we mean the 10th day. That's Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei. In Parshas Pinchas, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur are discussed. And Parshas Pinchas is in Chumash Bamidbar. And Bamidbar is called Pekudim, because it begins with the counting of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah means. Uba also the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Shebechumash HaPekudim, that is in Chumash Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, Kair Al-Peh, that they read Al-Peh, they read it by heart, because it's too far to turn the Sefer Torah, as we previously explained.
Zakta Mishnah Vayter, as we continue over here. And these are the eight brachas that are made now. The first is Ala Torah. Ala Torah is actually two brachas, the Asher Bachar Banu, and Vashenasa Lanu Torah Zemes. But it's counted as one. But first Yisrael explains why we count the two brachas as one. But Akopanim, it's the same two brachas that are made in the Beis HaKnesses. The second bracha that is made is Va'al Hu Avoida. That's Ritzei. The third bracha is Va'al Hu Aida. That's Moedim. In other words, from Moedim until Atayu Shemcha, Chanoi El Haidais. It's the bracha where we acknowledge, we're Moedim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our lives are in His hands. We have to thank Hashem for the gift of life and for returning our neshamis. You know, there's an interesting lashon in the Al Shech HaKadosh. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol has a minig. A minig? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's minig? Kadosh Baruch Hu's minhag is that the more you thank Him for something, the more He gives you. The more thankful we are for life, and the less we take things for granted, and the more Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, and then there is a bracha, the Al Mechilas HaAvai. That's the bracha of Slach Lanu. It begins Slach Lanu Avinu, and we finish off Melech Meichel V'Saleach. This is the fourth bracha. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, the next bracha is Val HaMikdash, Bifnei Atzmai. In this fifth bracha, we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rest His Shechina in the base of Mikdash. And it finishes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shechin B'tzion. What's the sixth bracha? Val Yisrael B'fnei Atzman. We make a bracha that there should be Ashruas HaShechina in the base of Mikdash on its own, and a separate bracha that should be Ashruas HaShechina in Klal Yisrael. This bracha finishes, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBaycheh B'Yisrael. According to some, the Girsa should read over here, Val Yerushalayim B'fnei Atzman. So we're mispal separate brachas. There should be Ashruas HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael and for Yerushalayim. V'alakayhanim b'fnei atzma. So assuming we're not goyres the bracha on Yerushalayim, this would be the seventh bracha. And it's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept, the avoid of the kayhanim. And this bracha finishes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaKayhanim. The eighth bracha, the Al-Sha'ar HaTfilah. What does that mean, Al-Sha'ar HaTfilah? We're mispal for the tfilas of all of Klal Yisrael. There are different modes of tefillah. Tchina, we beg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rina, we cry out in song. Bakasha, we submit a request, like a request before a king, before a father, Avinu Malkeinu. Sha'amcha Yisrael, Tzricha Lehavashaya, we ask that Hashem accept the tefillahs of all of Klal Yisrael. And this finishes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemaya Tefillah. Now, is it a tefillah, or is it a bracha? And the answer is, Tefillahs end with brachas. What about our Shemon Esrei? The Seder Advarim is, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, we cry our hearts out, we beg, we request, and then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Pashatash is Gebenchto Yu Hashem. Roif Echei Liyami Yisrael, Mevarech Hashanim, Kavitz Nidchei Yami Yisrael, whatever we're asking for. And Shemei Tefillah, where we're asking for all the things that are on our heart. Chaim V'Lazhar explains in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim that the word Baruch comes from the Lashon of Berecha, like a water that's gushing forth. The more we have a Muna, that Hashem, you're the one that gives the food, you're the one that gives life, you're the one that gives Parnasa, the more we believe that when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, the greater the doorways of all these brachas open up and it's brought down to us and it's given to us. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. In this Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we learned the Kohen Gadol comes to the Ezra's Nashim to read the Parsha, Parshas Hayayim. If he wants to, he can read it in the Begadim that he did the Avodah Hayayim with, even though it's not officially an Avodah. If not, there was a special, it's the special clothes that he had for this. The Chazana Knesset, who was the Meshamish of the Tzibur, he would take the Sefer Torah, give it to the Rosh Knesset, who was the Gabai. He used to send the different people over to the Amid. And this Rosh HaKnesses would give it over to the Skan Kohen Gadol. and the Sgan give it over to the Kohen Gadol. That was a covet of the Kohen Gadol, to show how many positions there were underneath him. The Kohen Gadol would be Mekabel the Sefer Torah. He would stand and he would read in Parshas Achrimais until the end of the Parsha of Yom Kippur. He would also read from the Ach Be'Aser in Parshas Emor that talks about Yom Kippur. We also learn that because there's not such a great distance between Parshas Achri and Parshas Emor, so we would actually roll the Sefer Torah to the right place. The rule is, if the Kohen finishes reading and the Meturgeman starts explaining the Pesukim, and by the time the Meturgeman finishes explaining the Pesukim, we're already up to the new place, so the Tzibur doesn't just stand and do nothing, then it's okay to be Goyal the Sefer Torah. But we also have to read from a third place in the Torah that talks about Yom Kippur, the Korbanos in Parshas Pinchas. From Parshas Emor till Parshas Pinchas is a long way to turn the Sefer Torah. So here, the Kohen reads it Bal Peh. Afterwards, we discussed eight brachas that are made, tefillahs that end with brachas. The regular Asher Baruch Hu Banu, Asher Nasa Lanu, that's considered one. Ritzei, Moedim, Slach Lanu. A bracha that should be Ashuas Hashchin in the Beis HaMikdash, on Klal Yisrael, on the Kohanim, and a bakasha, She'amcha Yisrael Tzricha L'Vashaya, that all tefillahs are answered. The Beis HaMikdash opens up the Kar of Amunah, so people should believe in Hashem, and the Melar tefillahs are answered. You know, Chazal tell us that if the nations of the world would know how Hashem answers every person's tefillah through the Beis HaMikdash, how the Beis HaMikdash benefits every single person on this world, not only would they have not destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they would have sent their best armies and best guards to guard it at all costs.